Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Marv on Air. If it's your first time here, welcome. Glad to have you. What we're going to be doing today, it's Friday, so that means Hunter's going to be coming in. We're going to be doing some college football preview. We're going to go through our favorite games this weekend, which ones we think you should be watching, preview them, make our picks, you know. It's going to be basically must-watch YouTube, so if you are listening to this on Spotify, just be aware we do have a YouTube, and Hunter really brings out the most for that stuff, so you're going to want to go see that. And then the other thing I'm going to be doing today is just putting out my picks against the spread this weekend for the NFL. It's more of a formality than anything at this point, just to make them public, so it doesn't, you know, they're up here every day, and so that they don't, you guys know I'm not faking it. Like, you can go back, check the records. Yeah, with that being said, if you are listening on Spotify, make sure to leave us a review, whatever you think is fair, and then hit the share button. That's pretty good. I don't even know if you can do that on podcasts. I think you can. And then on YouTube, like and subscribe. That'd be pretty cool. With that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and leave a comment down below. What do you think of Hunter's picks today? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Hunter is with me. We're going to be going this way. It's all flipped backwards for myself. But, Hunter, we've got a lot of exciting college football games to cover. Do you have any in particular that you are looking forward to?
The only one that I'm looking forward to is the Washington game.
Okay, well, I think we're going to save that one for last because it is by far and away the absolute best game of this weekend. Do you have a game that you want to start with in particular? I've got the games we've got ready here, so I'll let you take the lead here because you are our college football guy.
That is fair. That is fair. I'm going to go with the best betting odds for the first game.
Okay.
You know exactly the game I'm talking about.
I do.
We're talking about number 10 USC versus number 21 Notre Dame.
All right. What do you have to say? Do you need any floor space here, or is it just what it is?
I mean, we got Caleb Williams behind the gun, right? He's hammering it home. He will be he's going to be running circles around the Fighting Irish. And this game is actually favoring on the sports books for Notre Dame.
That's actually insane. So if you look right now at the time of this recording, it's Notre Dame -3.5. And when I was doing my prep for this, I literally said to Hunter, I said, is this real? And then Hunter said that he had to ask everyone in the room as well. Is it really USC +3.5?
I could not fathom that Notre Dame was favored and that USC would be the underdog for Vegas.
It doesn't make any sense. So Hunter and I guess I won't speak for Hunter. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but this is the value play of the week, correct?
Yes, this is the value play of the week. I think if you're going to drop your rent on any single bet, it's either USC moneyline or it's USC to cover +2.5.
100%. I 100% agree. All right, next game. What do you got?
Oh, we're already going off. We're going to the next one?
Well, is there anything you needed to add to that?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that if you have a parlay and you're trying to cook something up for four games, definitely put USC to cover on it or USC moneyline.
100%. The reason I moved on so quickly is I don't think there's like any debate here. Like,
yeah, exactly. There's nothing to talk about. I have no idea where Vegas is getting these numbers from. Maybe they're paying off the refs or maybe they have some other agenda at hand, but I cannot see USC losing this game to the Irish.
I agree. The only thing that's working in like non-sportsbook fixing favor here is USC's last two games haven't been outstanding. They won in overtime against an unranked Arizona, and they beat Colorado by 7, but they gave Colorado 41 points in that game, so they didn't exactly look stunning in their last two, but Notre Dame hasn't looked exactly like a national championship winner either, so I think it's a pretty clear one-way street here. I think you have to take USC to cover this. I don't think this is like this is USC.
Yes, exactly. And I think the Fighting Irish are the Cowboys of college football, right? Like, they have so much fan base behind them, but only 1% of the entire fan base actually went to the school.
Right.
And so I think that there's so much hype surrounding them the first 3, 4, maybe even 5 weeks of college football. They get a big upset, or they'll lose to a ranked team week 5, and now everybody thinks that they're the best team in the nation still. But I think that Sam Hartman cannot pull it off for the Irish, and I can see Caleb Williams taking it home for USC.
Yep, I don't see it as any other way. And for those at home watching this, I apologize for the poor internet connection on both ends here. It's not only Hunter. We are going through a big storm here. So if you remember back in the day when you had Dish going on the roof and you had, like, try to hope that your game, like if it was a game night, you know, hope the game gets through TV for those of you who didn't watch games, which I don't know why you'd be watching this channel if you were watching soap operas when it was raining. But either way, same thing going on. So we'll move past that. Next game. Do you just want me to, do you want me to go, or do you have a pick here?
Yeah, no, you go off. You go off.
All right. Well,
let him have it.
I'm just going to go straight down the line here through the games that aren't as, you know, point heavy. South Carolina, Florida. I mean, it's two good teams. It really is, but it's not, I don't think it's anything to write home about. I think Florida's looked okay. They looked really good early. Then they let a couple, you know, games kind of either not play up to their potential or just straight up lose. And then South Carolina, I mean, they're a good team, but they've had to play some very, very good teams. So with that in mind, I'm going to take South Carolina to cover this line. It's at 2.5 right now in their favor, yes.
Okay, I was going to add Florida to my parlay, but that's what it is.
I mean, that's just my personal opinion. If you look back at our week last week, which if you haven't, I would highly recommend you do. It was definitely the best podcast this program has ever put out. But I don't know what my record was. It wasn't like stellar, so take that with a grain of salt.
But mine was hot, and I love Florida.
Okay.
The one thing I know is that if I want to die somewhere and I want to spend my last breathing air on this entire earth, I want it to be in the Florida Keys.
Yes.
So there is no way in hell that I'm taking anybody other than the Gators.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we're split on that one.
Exactly.
A game that should, I think we could potentially split on. I've got UNC and Miami. What do you have there?
See, this game is a game I'm not going to touch with my wallet at all. This is one that I think I want UNC to win, but I really like Miami.
Okay.
I mean, Miami suffered a heartbreaking loss, which it shouldn't even matter. That was all on the defense, and it's like, what are we doing at that point? But this is a game that I'm not going to touch with any single money at all. UNC is favorite at 3 to cover it. I know nothing about this game. It's such a hard game to predict, but I really like Miami, and I think I'm Florida all the way.
Interesting. It's a Florida weekend for you then. You're going to be rooting for all the Florida teams.
It is a Florida weekend for me.
Well, we're going to have some Florida vibes with all this rain. I'm looking outside right now. It's literally pouring. I myself,
do you have anything else to add on that game?
I do. Yeah. So I'm liking UNC here just for the fact that I think the Patriots are probably going to pick Drake May if we end up with a lottery pick, and I'm not going to be too mad about that. UNC has looked really good. Miami's looked a little spotty, in my opinion. So that's all I really have. I think it's just UNC -3. It's not like they're going to – like if they push, they push. It doesn't matter who you pick. So I've got KU and Mizzou up next for another close line. What do you have here?
What was it? Sorry, KU, Mizzou?
Yes. Well, not Kansas University. It's Kentucky. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, Kentucky. I mean, they got ran by Georgia in the leastest part of the sentence. I think, you know, Mizzou is my sleeper pick for this entire thing. Because everybody on social media is saying Rutgers money line is always the bet to take. I honestly think it's Mizzou money line. That's the surefire bet you can always take. So I'm going to take Mizzou on this one. I think they can get it done. I don't know. I don't believe in the Brits, as Colt would say.
Well, all I could think of when you're taking Mizzou there is Mizzou, Mizzou, Mizzou. But I'm going to have to take the other side here. I don't think Missouri is all they were chalked up to be after last week. Everyone was kind of high on Mizzou, and they didn't look that great last week. I liked Kentucky, just the way they looked as a team. So with the line at 2.5, it's almost a pick 'em. Like, do you really think they're going to win by 1 or 2? Too.
With the line at 2.5, I think it's going to be close. And this is a wild call. This is a 1-in-a-million shot. But if it hits, like, I might as well buy a lottery ticket. I'm calling Mizzou to miss a field goal by more than 55 yards to lose the game.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't they just hit a game winner like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
I know, and their luck has ran out. They put 10 years of luck into that field goal, and now it's out.
Okay, fair enough. That's a bold call. So we're going to revisit that next week, because for those of you who aren't familiar, it's every single Friday.
Hopefully we do, and then it hit.
That would be insane. If you can knock that one out of the park, then I think it's a guarantee that no matter what you say goes from there on out.
Yeah, then none of my other picks like matter. If I hit that like dead on the money, then it is what it is.
That's a huge, huge win. I'll give you that. Okay, I've got one more game here that's like kind of worthless. UCLA, Oregon State.
Yes. All right, UCLA, Oregon State. This is my mascot pick because I know nothing about these two teams, to be honest with you, Mark. I know UCLA have the Bruins, and I know that Oregon State has the Beavs, right? Okay. I know a guy, and he's a diehard Oregon State fan. I think last time I called Oregon State, they won. I don't know about that, though. I'm calling right now that Oregon State will win this game, and they'll probably even cover.
Yeah, I also took Oregon State in this one. I think it's pretty obvious, but we'd have to pull up the tape on your record with picking Oregon.
Yeah, no, we definitely do. We definitely do, because I have no idea what I said, but I know I called Oregon State, and I don't think they lost that game.
Okay. Well, I've got one more with a big spread, and then we've got the good games. Auburn.
Okay.
The Auburn game. What are we looking here?
The Auburn game. Okay, Auburn LSU. This is the one that I'm going to throw into my parlay, and I'm going to call Moneyline Auburn.
Okay.
It's a tough call. But when you add them to the parlay, it bumps it up by like plus 700. So I'm calling Auburn here, but I'm going to put it on a parlay for like 10 bucks. It's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be bet your rent. It's not going to be bet your 401k. This is going to be a $10 parlay. Auburn is one of the legs.
Okay. Yeah, I like that as well because I like Auburn to cover. LSU, I mean, it's LSU. They're still a very good football team, but they're not what they've been in the past. So it's definitely not out of reach.
Fair.
All right, now that we're past kind of the crap games, what are we looking at here? Do we want to go into?
Hey, you hit it off, brother. You're the host.
Well, I'm the host, but I'm not the college football guy. So it's like a give and take here. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's fair. This might be a value pick.
Okay.
Number 10 Tennessee versus unranked A&M.
Okay.
A&M, who only lost by it was a one score game against Alabama.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was 2026.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I'm taking A&M on this one plus 3.
Yeah,
it's a hot call, but I love the Aggies.
It's
I
close.
I love the Aggies. I think the Aggies are a one in like. I don't know. Every other college team, there's nobody like the Aggies. Me and my siblings were talking about this. We were talking about how we could compare Texas teams to Iowa teams. Hmm. And then we figured out that there's nobody like A&M in Iowa, nor the entire nation.
Wow. I think you're right, though. Yes. I think you are right.
Yeah, exactly. A&M is their own league. Like, they are their own identity. They should be independents. I really think they should be independents.
I don't know about that. I do like where they're at, but I do. So I have Tennessee.
You don't
think
they should?
I think that their identity doesn't determine their conference.
Oh my God. Then what are you talking about with Notre Dame?
Are you telling me
their identity relies on them being independent?
Are you telling me Oklahoma gives off SEC vibes?
I'm not telling you any team belongs in a different conference. All I'm saying is that A&M does not belong in any conference.
Okay, that's fair. I guess I could see that.
There is no other team in the nation that should be an independent more than A&M.
Okay. Even over Notre Dame?
No, Notre Dame definitely should be, and I think they should die in office as an independent.
Hmm. They probably won't with the way
TV deals go. Like I said, 99% of fans of Notre Dame did not go to Notre Dame.
That's facts.
I should tell you something about that program.
No, that's fair. That's fair. As far as picking the game here, I have Tennessee by 3. I just think they're in a bit of a swing with that flex over South Carolina last week. But I do think you're exactly right, what you said about Texas A&M. It's not impossible for them to cover this. I'm going to stick with Tennessee, but I do think that Texas A&M is just a bit different. I like Syracuse Orange versus FSU next. I think I want to go here.
Okay.
So Syracuse is 4-2, facing the number 4 overall FSU, Florida State Seminoles. I just don't think this Florida State.
I'm calling FSU to cover here at 18.5. Right? Like,
Right.
that's, I think they should have no problem covering. But on the off chance that they do, they're going to go on my 50 cent, $1.50 parlay. And I'm going to call money line for Syracuse just so they can bump it up to like $3,000 off of $2.
No, I can, I don't know if I would have. I'm not going to give that out as financial
No,
advice,
yeah, no, it's good.
but
I'm not putting it out there. I'm just saying it's on nutty parlay list.
okay, fair. Because I was just going to say this is the one game where I'm actually pretty confident that Syracuse will cover. I think FSU's they've played like trash against ACC opponents. I don't know what their deal is, but at 18 and a
I mean, that's
half,
fair.
like that's like 17, two touchdowns and a field goal. That's like a beatdown. I think they can easily win by that much, and Syracuse will still cover. So
Right.
that's like huge. It's a huge margin for someone just to not like absolutely beat down. Like they might be a close game with them. So I'm gonna take Florida State to not cover. It'll be Syracuse to cover there.
Gotcha.
And then I've got one more game.
This is the biggest game of the week.
Which one?
Oh, never mind. Sorry, you
There.
talk about your game first.
Well, there's one last game, right? Before our big game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. Not the big game.
Yeah, Arkansas, Alabama, right? Is that what you got?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry, I forgot about that game.
Yeah, I know. It kind of slips by the wayside here because it's kind of just feels like a piece of junk. Arkansas is on a 4-game losing streak, 2-4 on the season.
Lost to
Alabama,
BYU.
yeah, they don't look great. Alabama is on the upswing. Everyone kind of thought they were going to be like a 3 or 4 win team this year after the way they started the season. They kind of looked like dog, but they're finding their
Right.
stride. I think Bama covers this line right now is at 19 and a half. Pretty big line, but Arkansas has been pretty horrible.
I'm not gonna. Well, okay. Arkansas has been like horrible. I mean, they've been bad, but I wouldn't say horrible. Like horrible is like, I'd say where the frogs are at right now. You know what I'm
Yes,
saying? Like
I would agree with that.
this is atrocious. I'm paying way too much money for the TCU Frogs to lose. But the way I'm looking at it is that we look at Arkansas, right? This is where you throw them in the wild chance of one in a million parlay. You throw them on money line, we'll see what happens. But I'm
Really?
taking Alabama money line any day of the week.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. I like
But I
that.
mean, I like Arkansas to just be like just one of those guys that they get within a score in the fourth quarter and then lose by 21 to Alabama. That's probably what I think was going to happen.
Interesting. I don't mind that pick, honestly. But it's just such a weird game,
It is a weird game.
like
No, it
what
definitely is a weird game. And I feel like Arkansas always brings the heat when they need to. They're kind of like the Iowa State of that division, you know? It's like Iowa State always shits the bed for teams that are mediocre, but then they'll beat like a number 3 to 6 ranked team, like out of the middle of nowhere.
Right. It kind of feels a little bit like last night when everyone thought the Chiefs were going to win by 40. But, like,
Right.
you know what I mean? It's just like Chiefs are on the upswing, Broncos are on the downswing, and they meet in the middle somehow. So.
Or when everybody thought West Virginia was going to beat Houston, and then Houston just shows out on a last second Hail Mary and beats the Mountaineers. You know,
Exactly.
this is why, okay, this I'm going to go on a rant here. This is why I fucking hate the Big 12. The Big 12 is such like a terrible division because nobody ever has any powerhouse teams. Everybody is just always shitty. And I'm like, right now, Oklahoma beat Texas, right? But I guarantee you, Texas or Oklahoma will go down to like some unranked team who's going to be 3 and 5 at that point. Whether it's Iowa State, TCU, BYU, any of those teams will like shit the bed on the other ranked opponents.
Right. No, I agree. I
You know
agree.
what I'm saying?
That you've said this before. You've said this last year when TCU came up to Iowa State and we previewed that game. That was your same thoughts then. You've held true. I will give you that. TC or the Big 12 as a whole is just a weird
I've never
conference.
been more glad to be wrong on a pick.
Right. After, you mean after last week?
We didn't talk about last week. We
Last
just need to
week
talk about last year.
was
Last week was last week. It's a new week.
Sorry, I actually thought you meant, All right. We got one game left. This is the game we were looking forward to covering.
This is the big game. This is a really good game. This is a game that's going to be a turning point for the Pac-12 leader next to USC. It's a huge game to figure out who's going to be in the Pac-12 championship, in my opinion. Also, looking back at their records, none of these teams have played any of anybody else that's like super good. But we have number 8 Oregon versus number 7 Washington. Okay. Washington. Have you ever heard about Washington doing anything since maybe 2010?
No.
Exactly. And now here's where I'm calling. Washington, my favorite team now. My number one purple team.
Oh,
because I can't choose the Frogs anymore because the Frogs aren't going to do anything. But I'm choosing Washington. They're my number one purple team. And I think that they're going to go all the way. I think they're going to beat Oregon, and then they're going to beat USC, and then they're going to be in the playoffs. This is also another huge game to decide who goes to the college football playoffs.
That was what I was going to say. You're saying all these things about the Pac-12. There's no way both these teams get into the college football playoff. This is going to decide if a team from Pac-12 gets
especially
in.
Especially since both teams still have to play USC.
Right. Right.
But here's where it stands is that, like, whoever wins this game, if they beat USC, then they're pretty much guaranteed a spot in the playoffs.
Right. And so here's what I'll say about this game. If you – make sure I put this on the right camera here. Boom. If you are not a big fan of the Pac-12, you're like, oh, it's just Oregon, it's just Washington. Like, Hunter makes a good point. These teams just don't feel like they've been good for a couple of years now. It doesn't matter. You have to watch this game. This game is the number 2 in total offense versus the number 1 in total offense. It's the number 2 in scoring versus the number 3 in scoring. Only team ahead of them right now is the USC, who's also in the Pac-12. That makes an argument for their opponents and all that stuff. But this game is going to be very much watch TV. This is must-watch TV. This is going to be...
Must-watch, yeah, must-watch. It's number 1 on the docket.
It's going to be like, what, 42-45? Like, this, it's high score.
Yeah, no, it's literally going to be like the Red River rivalry. It's going to be one of those games that decides who's going to be the leader in that conference.
Especially when you consider both teams are coming off a bye. They're both going to be fresh. They're both going to have plenty of planning. They're going to have the other guy smarted out. Like, they're going to know what they're going to be trying to do. They're not going to be guessing.
Here's where I stand, too, is that, like, Pac-12, I mean, they have 3 of the top 6 leaders in the Heisman, right?
Yep.
And I think whoever wins this game will be the runner-up. I don't know who's it going to be. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to win it again. That would be insane. I would love to see that. But I think it's either going to be Michael Penix or it's going to be Bo Nix. I really, really want Bo Nix, but same. I also really, really, really want Washington to win this game.
I would love for Washington to move forward.
Because, like, everybody knows about Oregon. You know, they're kind of like – they're like the Eagles of college football. They show out every 6 years, and then they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, Washington never shows out. Washington, like, it's once every 20 years, probably.
Yeah, this is what
that's why I want Washington. This is the best Washington team we've ever seen in the past century, and it's going to be proven, hopefully, come tomorrow when Washington beats Oregon.
I agree. And this for Washington, I'm not trying to cut you off there, but what I was trying to add to your point is, what do you always say when you're about to put something down? This is my legacy bet. This is my legacy, you know, play, whatever. This is a legacy game for Washington because you're exactly right.
Legacy game for Washington. This is the turning point in their program.
Yes.
So where if they win this game, then they're going to be looking like 7-0 going, because they're going to win the next game. Obviously, I don't know who they play, but it's probably some no-name team in the Pac-12.
Yes.
They're going to be 7-0 going against USC. And then that's going to be the prime time. That'll be college game day. We'll be there. That'll be the pinnacle of the college football season. Because I think that is going to be the biggest game that we'll see this season is Washington or Oregon versus USC.
I agree. So to support
and whoever wins this game, obviously, like I said, they're going to either get the Heisman or they're going to be runner up for the Heisman. And here's, I think, Michael Penix for Washington, I think he'll be runner-up if they win this game, but I think Bo Nix will win it if Oregon wins this game.
Okay, interesting. That's a bold move. I was just going to say, to add to that Heisman talk, last year it didn't feel like, to me, and now granted, us doing this show has definitely thrown me into the college football atmosphere a lot more, so this could be like kind of skewed, but it didn't feel like everyone was talking about Caleb Williams. It kind of felt like people were just almost forcing him to try to be in this race, and then he ended up winning the Heisman race, and I was like almost confused. And then this year, it just seems like every weekend he's literally putting up the most insane throws, insane highlights, 5-6 touchdown games. Like, I feel like it has to be Caleb Williams, even just for up to this point in the season. Like, if you just took these, you know, 5 games or whatever it is, 6 games, and then compared that to the whole season for everyone else, like, I feel like they would have to have monumental closing out to the seasons here for it to not be Caleb Williams. But I do think you're right. The winner of this game will probably get runner-up. To support Washington here, I have the last, you know.
You have Caleb Williams winning it all?
I think it has to be. I don't see it being anyone
else.
I
don't think it can be.
I think he's going to be, like, the first back-to-back. Has there ever been a back – is LaDainian Tomlinson, did he win back-to-back?
No, he didn't go back-to-back.
Is he the first back-to-back then if he wins it this year?
Yeah. Wait. LT didn't win it.
I don't know.
LT won Davey O'Brien, but he didn't win Heisman.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
Davey O'Brien won the Heisman.
So this is why you're the college football guy.
It's fair.
So I just wanted to.
LT should have won it. LT should have won 100%. It, like, by any means, but he didn't. I just 100%. Know that in our trophy cases, we only have one Heisman winner, and it's from 1936 with Davey O'Brien.
Yeah, I felt like Max Duggan should have won it last year. That was my pick. But
oh my god, I wish it would have happened.
That would have been insane.
I think they gave it to Caleb Williams out of like pure like sympathy because he didn't make the college football playoffs.
I agree. That's why when I was like, it has to be Duggan, right? And then they gave it to Caleb Williams, and
nobody has shown more heart to the game that year than Duggan.
Never. Yeah, it was insane how much he did for TCU last year, especially when you look at what they're doing this year, losing to Iowa State. But
right, especially the Big 12 championship last year when he was like, that was the reddest I've ever seen a human in my life. He was redder than your blazer, Marv.
Yeah.
When he rushed for over 80 yards to score a touchdown to give TCU the lead. And then he's like, you look at him and he is just, he gave his entire physical being
100%
to that game.
100%. I agree. And that's why, I mean, it's in the past now, but that's what I was trying to say with like Caleb Williams. It kind of felt like, hey, here you go, as opposed to Max Duggan kind of thing going on there. Right.
Mark, here's what we should do.
What?
The winner of this game, we should either pick Bo Nix or Penix to whoever wins, that's who will drop $50 on to win the Heisman.
Okay.
You game for that?
I'm game. Let's do it.
I'll do it 50, you do it 50, and I think that it's going to happen.
Okay.
And then maybe week 11 we can do a buyout if Caleb Williams is looking nice.
It's very possible. It really is. But I don't think that's a horrible play. DraftKings, please sponsor us. I just wanted to point out this statistic here really quick. I know that Oregon, a lot of people are going to be like, well, Oregon's played Washington so well in the past. Look at Washington since...
This is a different Washington.
Exactly. Since 2019, they went 8-5, which was okay. Then 3-1, 4-8. And then last year they went 11-2 and they beat them. So like, they're that 11-2 team. You know, they're not the 3-1 team, the 4-8 team. They already have more wins this year than they did in the whole season those 2 years. I think you have to look Washington's way here. I took them to cover, but it is only a 3.5 point spread, so the hook will potentially get us with that field goal line. I don't mind it though. I do think this could end up being a 4 point game in like a two you know how it all works out with a 2 field goals as opposed to a touchdown and all that kind of stuff. So I'm taking Washington here. Have you made an official pick? It kind of got lost in the weeds in the Heisman.
No, time. Yeah, sorry. I didn't make an official pick. I think it's going to be Washington by over 7.
Or 7.
7's my line.
Interesting. So you're pretty secure on the 3.5 then.
God, Oregon's rush defense is insane.
So this is what I have written down from that, because I actually did some research on this game, first time like ever.
Take it away, Mark.
Oregon may have a very good rush, right? They might be, you know, one of the better teams on that defensive side, you know, just with rushing the quarterback and everything. But I don't think it's going to matter where Penix is going to be able to not only, like, avoid the sack, but do well under pressure where he will just, like, he'll be able to put it on. Like, he doesn't need to be sitting in the pocket. You know what I mean? He can be on the move.
And they got some good receivers, too. So, like, he can get the ball out really quick to him.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about is Oregon's D line. I think they have a D line that is really good against the rush play. I think they can Oregon can really take it home on defense. That's the only struggle that I have with this. Washington has a good defense, but they don't have a great defense. I really hope this is a high-scoring game where defense and defense just shit the bed, and then we have like a 35-35 going into the 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. You know, that's what I'm hoping for.
It can 100% be that kind of game, and I think to add to your Oregon point, if Oregon wants to win that game, their defensive line has to show up.
Yeah, and they will. That's what I'm afraid of. I think Oregon's D line is the only thing that does show up consistently against these shitty ass teams that they've played.
That's true. You? I'll give them that. I will.
I don't know if this is real or not, but I saw a line for Shador. It was over 0.5 rushing yards. He got sacked like 13 times.
Damn.
Yeah, against Oregon.
Yeah, that was a rough game for them. That was their wake-up call game too. Like USC came the next week, and I think they were ready for a more high-powered team. But like Oregon, I think they were kind of on their high horse a little bit for some reason, which
Right.
I don't know why, honestly. I mean, they beat
Yeah,
Colorado State in
exactly.
like double overtime, you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
I think as an outsider, you'd be like, oh yeah, like they should definitely be on their, you know, be ready. And then all of a sudden, Oregon came out and just slapped them across the face. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think Oregon is gonna make a case this weekend, but I do like Washington to
Oregon will make
cover.
a case. If Oregon's defense can turn it on, then they'll win. But if they don't turn it on and Penix can get the ball out of his hand and it's not a no-fly zone in favor of Oregon, then Washington is taking this home and they're going to cover and money line.
And I think the last 3, 4 minutes of conversation here perfectly encapsulates and like supports your argument that if Oregon wins this game, Bo Nix will win the Heisman. If Washington wins this game, he will be runner up to Caleb. I think that's a,
Exactly.
think that's everything we've laid out perfectly illustrates that picture.
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to add? Because that's our full slate of games. I'm gonna try to get this out
That's
as
the whole
early as I
slate of
can.
games. TCU BYU, that's another one that if you guys want to get a nice little money line parlay, throw TCU on there for the upset
Yep.
because Chandler Morris is out, so we're working with the Hoover, the vacuum. On the backup quarterback, I think I don't. Okay, TCU maybe can do a run for it. We're at home, but I would take TCU over BYU. Who's Iowa State playing?
We have Cincinnati this week. I believe we're at. Yes, we are at Cincinnati. I think this is an E.
Iowa
I don't know what
State
the
at
line is.
Cincinnati takes Cincinnati.
I don't know what the line is, but we're gonna smash them. Cincinnati's been horrible in Big 12 play. I don't know
What
what to
you
tell
got?
you.
What you got, Henry? We got a celebrity picker in here.
Hey,
What's up, man?
hey, hey!
All right, so Henry, who do we have, TCU or BYU?
I'm gonna go with the Frogs. You're gonna break the slump.
You're going for the Frogs, break
Yeah.
the slump? Okay, then we got
Minus.
Iowa State at Cincinnati. Who do we have?
Iowa State. I haven't liked what I've seen from Cincinnati this
Cincinnati's
year.
been rough.
Okay.
Cincinnati's been rough.
There it is.
Hey.
There it is. Lock it in. Lock it in.
That's a
Boulder
great set of
tonight, too.
picks. Boulder tonight?
Yeah.
Who's Boulder playing?
Stanford.
Boulder
Stanford.
against Stanford. That's a fair call. That's a fair
Yeah.
call.
Yeah.
All
I
right,
might
run
even
it.
take them to
Lock in the
cover.
parlay. Iowa State, TCU, Boulder.
Boulder. Boom. I love it.
Three-leg parlay.
I love it. I love it. We'll put that out on Instagram. How about that? We'll put that out.
Exactly.
All right, well, thanks, Hunter, for joining us. We'll see you next
Yeah, thank
Friday.
you for having me on, Mark.
Of course, every week.
Go Frogs and roll clones.
Boy, Hunter really did have some interesting things to say. Yeah, things were really busy, so we kind of sped through that. Obviously, next week will be even better. If you enjoyed today's episode with Hunter, I'll put it in the cards right now. You really should go check out our college football preview from last weekend. That was exciting. That was something else. So definitely would recommend that. Really quickly, I'm going to put these picks out into the universe. I'm just kind of going to run through them rapid fire here. If you want to stick around, great. If you don't, I am glad you came along to listen or watch this far. It's pretty amazing. Doesn't happen very often. Give yourself a pat on the back, and I'll see you guys on Monday. For those of you who are going to stick around, we got Ravens at the Titans. Ravens are favored by 4 here. I do like the Titans to cover here. The Ravens looked kind of rough last week, and the Titans are getting in stride, quote unquote. So I don't know how much that's actually worth, but the Ravens didn't look exactly ideal. We got 49ers at Browns. It's a 9.5 point spread in favor of the 49ers here. I think the Browns are an underrated defense, but I don't think their offense is going to be able to keep up at all. obviously the 49ers defense is top notch. I'm not sure why it's only 9.5. It feels like this should be the biggest spread of the weekend. It is not. I think it's in third. I'm going to take the 49ers to cover that as well. Let's circle these as I do this. Titans, 49ers. Boom. Commanders at Falcons. Falcons are favored by 2.5 here. Commanders, they look good early in the season. Falcons have been able to keep it close in a few games. I wonder if they'll be able to win by more than 2.5, more than 2. I don't know if they can. If they do win this game, I don't think they'll cover. I'm going to take the Commanders as the underdog here. Panthers at Dolphins. Dolphins favored by 14. This is what I was talking about with, like, how are the 49ers not 14-point favorites? And then we've got even bigger spreads yet to come. I think this is a pretty obvious Dolphins cover this. The only thing that could potentially happen would be a backdoor cover from the Panthers, because I think the Dolphins might go up by 30.5, put in their second string, third string, fourth string. That 53rd man on the roster, that backup long snapper, might be getting in on this game. Vikings at Bears. Vikings only favored by 3. That's kind of rough for these guys. Really tells you a lot about the season. Obviously, JJ is on IR, and the whole Bears camp is completely on fire. So I like the Vikings by 3, but I don't love it. That's what I'm going to go with. Colts at Jags. Colts, this is a divisional matchup, obviously. Colts are the underdogs by 4.5. Colts have looked good. It's going to be Gardner Minshew this week. I don't really think that debilitates the team any, but I do think the Jags are due. They obviously had a big win against the Bills last week. I'd attribute that more to the lack of jet lag from the Jags camp than from very good football play, but I still think the Jags are a really good team. Even if the Colts give them a run for their money, I still think the Jags can win by more than 5 here. Saints at Texans. Texans are dogs by 1.5. The Texans have been up and down. I looked through their games thus far. They've got a couple of big wins and a couple of losses I would have expected. You know, I expected them to win those games. So with everything being considered, I do think with a veteran quarterback in Derek Carr, a couple playmakers in Michael Thomas, and can never put my finger on their running back's name because he just does not play enough in the last 2 years, 3 years. I know it's going to come to me as soon as the show's over. I'm going to go with the Saints here. I like Chris Olave. You know, they got some pretty good players on that team. Not that the Texans don't. Like, they have very good players as well, but they're just a little younger, and they've been up and down recently. Seahawks at the Bengals. Looks like Seahawks are dogs by 2.5 here. I like the Bengals. Obviously, they showed out last week. I think the Seahawks are a very good team, though, too. Apparently, Joe Burrow's feeling the best he ever has. I think this pivots a little bit on T. Higgins. If T. Higgins feels like he's ready to go, he's got that rib injury. If he feels like he's ready, then I like the Bengals by quite a bit here. If not, I could see the Seahawks sneaking in here. I am going to err on the side of victory. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to go with the Bengals, 2.5 here. Ooh, next, we got Pats and Raiders. I have absolutely zero faith left in the Pats organization, really, as a whole. We're almost looking at, like, Bears territory. I think there's only, like, maybe Bears and Panthers, like, the two teams that are worse than us right now. I don't even know if it's worth it to, like, trade to try and save this season, and we might just have to call this a tank year. That's how I feel about the Patriots, so obviously I will be taking the Raiders to cover that. And I'll almost be disappointed if we win this game, because we'll be falling out of top draft picks. We could still cover, obviously. We can win by, or lose by 2 or 1, but I don't know. The Raiders, they do keep everything close, so we'll see. Lions at Bucks. Lions are favored by 3. Bucks are dang good at defense. Lions are dang good at offense. I like the Lions to run away with this one. 3 is not that many. Could easily win by 4. Cardinals at Rams. Rams are 7-point favorites. This is a divisional matchup. Cardinals have looked good. They obviously beat the Cowboys, but they've had a couple slip away. I don't know if they can cover the 7. Let's see. I think I'm going to go... Man, these are really rapid fire. I don't get a lot of time to think on this stuff. Unfortunately, it's been pretty chaotic today. Speaking of chaos, I am going to go ahead and take the Rams, because that just is a camp I feel like I don't have any idea what's going on. It just feels chaotic, so... Go Rams this weekend. Eagles at Jets. This is the last 3 o'clock game if you put them in order of FanDuel. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites at MetLife. I think they run away with this one. I think the Jets easily could. Let's just say it this way: Eagles are gonna, you know, win it handedly, or Jets are gonna win it close. I'm gonna bank on the Eagles winning this one by like two touchdowns, maybe 10. And then on Sunday Night Football, we got the Giants at the Bills. This one is the biggest spread of the week. Bills are minus 15.5, and I think they cover that. I don't think the Giants are – I don't know what's going on. It's not even going to be Danny Dimes, which does that help him? Potentially. I don't know. It's going to be Tyrod Taylor out there. Bills have looked good. They're obviously torn up, and they have complained quite a bit about the artificial turf over in London. So potentially even the guys who are playing who are not listed as officially injured could be a little bit more worn down than usual after playing on, quote, cement. So it's entirely possible that they – you know, they don't run away with this game, but I think the Giants' defense is, it's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese, right? Like, I think the Bills are going to have no problem putting up, like, 42 right now. I'm feeling pretty good with Stephon Diggs in my fantasy lineup. With that being said, that's my picks for Sunday. Obviously, we covered the Chiefs one. I should have put it up on the board. A lot closer than I thought it was going to be, but it ended up being, you know, it is what it is. I should have carved out some time to recap that game. But overall, my main takeaway was the Chiefs are not as good as we thought. I mean, the Broncos are just – everyone's kind of crowning the Chiefs because they won this game, but they only scored, what, 19 against a Broncos team that put up – or that let the Dolphins score 70? They let the Broncos come back into that game. It was pretty crazy. Patrick Mahomes didn't play up to his level of his standard of play. I do think the Chiefs can get better and potentially I just saw it before I started recording this. He went to Denver this year, only played two games, is coming. He's a free agent now, and it sounds like he's going to be coming back to the Chiefs. It's not Chris Jones. But either way, this, you know, defensive player could be coming back to the Chiefs, which will really help bolster up that defense. He's been there a couple of years. I'm going to, like I said, remember it as soon as we get done recording. So with that being said, I think the Chiefs are still a contender, but they need to fix a few things. That's for sure. That's all I've got for today. It's Friday, so go out, enjoy your weekend, enjoy some college football tomorrow, enjoy some NFL football on Sunday, and I will see you guys Monday for a quick first takeaways from all of my games, a Monday night preview, and something special for y'all. I'll see you guys then. Deuces.